It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Oppo from Vierling, it was one of only two hits for the Tigers. They lost 2-1 to the Guardians. They've lost two straight. So this buzz, this winning, it's cooled down. And reality sets in, and the saving grace is, I think you have a clear direction going into the trade deadline now. They're still six games back. They haven't made up any ground. John, likely going to hold serve, and it makes Scott Harris's job, I don't want to say easier, but clearer. So what I'd like to discuss with us today, and we want fans to help us with the input on this, what is a successful trade deadline for Scott Harris? Famously, I've already given the man two strikes. So this could also be asked, what does strike three look like? But I don't know that he's going to earn strike three, save maybe trading Skubal for a package that doesn't include Jackson Holliday. Like, I don't know how he could get strike three. I'm more focused on how does he win this trade deadline to you?
Well, defining it is kind of tough because it's a loss if he doesn't move Flaherty and he doesn't extend him.
Yeah.
That's your biggest trading piece right now. If he's looking at Skubal as, we're going to continue to build around Skubal. He's part of the core. We've got a young core developing of bats. We want to make sure that we're not going to trade a Cy Young Award winner. We're talking about it like he has won the award. He hasn't yet. There's still more games to obviously pitch for him, but he's got to be the leader in the clubhouse by far. And a lot of betting lines will tell you exactly that. But if he doesn't move Flaherty and Flaherty's not on the team next year, to me, that's a loss. I don't know that I would go for you strike three.
No, I wouldn't either, but it would.
It compounds, it snowballs off of
last year.
The E-Rod, don't move him. He opts out, and now you've got nothing. Now, you're not losing anything with E-Rod because he has yet to throw a pitch for Arizona. But it just feels like you don't come away with any value. That, to me, is a loss. If he is able to trade him, whatever you get back in return, all right, fine. It's kind of a want moment.
Yeah, you're hoping that there's always a need for starting pitching, that it creates a little bit of a bidding war, that you can get a young position player who's ideally close to the big leagues, not some guy who's 2-3 years away. You want to be competitive in 25. At least I'd hope they want to be competitive in 25, which is why I'm cool with keeping Skubal. I'd love to see Tarik Skubal the opening day starter next year against the LA Dodgers, and I'd love for it to be Skubal plus spending is kind of the mantra of the offseason. Skubal plus spending equals a 2025 that's more competitive. Flaherty might not be on the team in 25. You can get compensation for him if he walks, unlike E-Rod. But yeah, I think a successful deadline includes building a market for Flaherty, not getting boxed into one team like the Dodgers last year, and executing a trade where you get a couple guys, ideally batters that are close to the major leagues. Flaherty's not the only name, though, that they should be looking to trade. I think he is the biggest name.
Yeah,
on an expiring contract.
But they could package him with a number of other guys if they wanted to sweeten the deal and get a better return.
Yeah, so Flaherty's a guy that should be dealt. I think Carson Kelly needs to be traded because Dylan Dingler's hitting well in AAA. He's in his mid-20s. It's kind of now or never to see what you have with him at the catcher position. Carson Kelly's an expiring player, can hit a little bit, some power. Every team needs, it's kind of like running backs in the NFL. Every team needs two catchers because of the wear and tear in the knees and the joints. You need to have another catcher. So if a contender is willing to throw you a prospect, I think that makes sense for the Tigers to trade him and evaluate Dingler. I don't know that there's a market for Canna or Urshela, but you're certainly going to field calls and say, hey, do you need someone at the end of your bench, a veteran who can hold their own a little bit? Canna has a track record. You need to make sure he's healthy. Those are guys I'd be looking to see Scott Harris deal. And if he deals two or three of them, replenishes the farm system, and the commitment is a better 2025, you're not going to hear me yelling and screaming about the guy. I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying to set a standard. With the deadline around the corner, it's selling. What does it look like? What's a win?
I think Urshela and Canna are perfect combination. Mm-hmm. In combination with Jack Flaherty. So maybe you can get back instead of a, I'm just going to, you know, spitball here, instead of the, you know, number 10 prospect in somebody's list, maybe you get back the number 7 prospect.
Sure.
It's, you know, you just, you up the ante a little bit because you're not losing anything. They're not going to, you know, they're not scheduled to be here next year. I don't think they will be. And you get something for them.
And again, the key here is, at least with pitching, there's always a market for pitching. You call the Phillies, you call the Braves, you call the Dodgers. The Orioles need starting pitching even if they don't get Skubal. They did have Flaherty on the team last year, so maybe that doesn't work. But you try to create a little bit of a bidding war. And if you have to throw in, like the Orioles don't need bats, but say someone else wants Canna, throw them in.
Mm-hmm.
Upgrade the deal. Instead of getting a team's fourth best prospect, you get their third, or you start to force them to consider giving up somebody with a little more weight behind them.
It's like the Dodgers. They don't need bats. They need pitching. And it's been a health issue.
And one of their top hitting prospects is rushing this catcher first baseman guy. He's blocked because Will Smith, their catcher, is on a long-term deal, and they have Diego Cartaya, who's a young catcher too. Rushing's a guy they should be looking to offload to add pitching. So if you can get the number one hitter in the Dodgers system, this isn't a Jackson Holiday thing,
right?
But if you can get the number one hitter in the Dodgers farm system for Flaherty, and you got to throw in another, you know, a body to help him out, let's make a deal. Like, I want to see Scott Harris be a deal maker. I think this is a great proving ground for him to step out after a bad deadline last year, whether you gave him a strike for it or not, and show like, okay, I can get with the program here, that I have a program that you can follow along with.
So at the trade deadline, what if nothing is done?
What if
Skubal, you don't get the Godfather offer. No one's going to be, very few people will be upset if he is still the Detroit Tiger.
True.
At the beginning of August. What about Jack Flaherty? I think it will be a disappointment. I love what he's been able to do. I would love to see him extended. And it doesn't mean if he's here and there's no extension in place at the end of the week, that it won't happen in the offseason.
It would be...
It just ups the ante because you're going to have to pay him more.
Be disappointing if they don't do anything. Especially if they stay 6 games out, or even if they lose a little ground, I mean, it becomes more obvious. You're 7-8 games out. If you're not in the wild card race, and this entire season was about development, not contending, you're selling. And you're selling players on expiring deals. And there's got to be a market for Jack Flaherty. If this guy can't cultivate a market for Flaherty after the way he pitched yesterday, the way he's pitched all season long, I will be questioning what the hell this guy's doing. That doesn't mean I'm going to say he should be fired on August 1st.
Right.
But I do think there will be more people in my camp of, guys, I don't know, 2 counties. He's got to start doing some stuff.
Yeah, but it also goes to, and I mean, we mentioned this, and I was hoping that at the time there were conversations with E-Rod, like, okay, if you're going to exercise this no trade clause, which was not a contract that was agreed to by Scott Harris.
Yeah,
that was
in
Alavila. But now you're looking down the road and saying, okay, well, with Jack Flaherty, are there conversations? Have they even had a conversation of, if we don't move you, one, it's a signal that we actually do want you here. We think you can have another year similar to this one because of our pitching coach, Fetter.
Yep.
Along with what he's been able to do with you. I mean, just look at his track record. Fetter's been pretty good at developing pitchers. We don't seem to be able to develop bats, and we can make that argument down the road about Cole Keith and some of these other ones that have some promise.
Some life, yeah.
But the Tigers over the last few years have been able to resurrect a few careers.
Lorenzen a year ago, and they were able to flip him for Hyu Lee, who is playing well in AA as a young player in AA. Like, Flaherty is better than Lorenzen. And Flaherty doesn't have the no trade clause.
Right.
And Flaherty, unlike Eduardo, should be traded. And there's really not an excuse, especially if this team stays 6 games out. And Scott Harris has to make that deal. Now, I could see a world, John, seeing into the future.
Oh, crystal ball.
They don't trade Flaherty. I get upset. You say we have to let it play out because what if they extend Flaherty? Mm-hmm. And then they do extend Flaherty and it's all okay.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right, the worst case scenario is if they don't. Year with your ace as Skubal, Flaherty's two, Jackson Jobe comes up, Reese Olson, and, you know, insert anybody else in that five spot.
Just not Maeda.
Yeah.
Could be my
that ship sailed.
Could be a warm body.
Yeah.
And then you got a real rotation. You added, let's say, a power bat at first base and a major league player in the outfield to replace Canna. All right, let's get to 88 wins and flirt with a playoff spot and maybe add next year at the deadline and start playing winning baseball at Comerica Park all summer long. Like, yes.
The problem is we are forced to trust in that scenario where they don't move them. And it's really hard right now because there's not been a – Scott Harris only been here 2 years. We didn't like what happened at the end of the deadline last year. We didn't like what happened in the offseason. And whether or not you agree with the moves he's made, there just hasn't been enough track record for you to trust him. And then you're looking at ownership. Well, do you trust ownership to go out in the offseason and spend or to add to this team or to put out a winner? And that's where I think everybody really struggles is with the issue of trust.
Listen, the Tigers aren't soliciting my advice, but if they don't spend this offseason...
Oh,
there will be.
You're going to tell them why they're wrong?
Oh, I won't need to, John. We'll be able to turn the mics off and just go to the phone bank because I think people will be livid. You didn't spend the Miggy money. You're going to end up falling short of a playoff spot. What if you had five or six more wins? What if your payroll had increased instead of decreased? What if you were actually committed to putting a good product on the field?
And Baez is still on the roster?
John, we don't even have to do the show. We'll just, hey. Taking calls from Novi, Lapeer, in Royal Oak, you name it. We'll just talk to Tiger fans who will be righteously outraged if there's not a real spend this offseason. All right, you guys tell us, how does Scott Harris win this deadline? Help us set the standard so we're not having surprise strike three and so that we do give this guy a chance to be successful operating this baseball team.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.